The officials assigned by the IHSAA for tonight's game: Jimmy Arnett from South Bend, John Wright from Leesburg, Tanya Hearn of Fort Wayne, and John Wright has the ball in the center of the court. Again, we're high above the southeast corner of McEwen Gymnasium. Lady Tigers working from east to west, or from the near end to the far, as we look at it. John Wright steps in, up she goes, tip controlled by Elkhart, and right away, Warsaw comes out trapping. John Wright had to hustle out of the way. And a whistle, and 8 seconds in, Abby Peterson picks up a personal foul. Samia Stout ran right into her, and it's out of bounds to Elkhart at midcourt. Baseball pass cross court. Open is Shania Stout. Up the baseline, forced it up and in. Nobody on the left side of the court for Warsaw, and Stout with a fairly easy two to get Elkhart on the board. Bricker pounding the dribble in the center circle. Off a Bergen screen to the right. Now back to the middle. Now back to the left. Skip pass across to Winchester. A long three-pointer is way too hard. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Stout. She fell down. And from the seat of her pants, bounces it ahead. In transition, Barnes. Cross-court pass to Jaya Johnson. Johnson the drive. Underhand flip shot. No good. Winchester the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker in transition. Up ahead, left corner to Bergen. Bergen to the block. Wheels around, backdoor cut, Winchester cutting in, put it up, no good. Bergen the rebound, back up, no good. Rebound loose, Bergen saves it. Bergen saves it in. Out top, Bricker open and shooting for three, no good. Winchester the rebound, wheels back in, shot it, may have been blocked. Bergen tipped it out of bounds. It belongs to Elkhart and the Lady Tigers, by my count, are 0-5 here to start the game. 2-0 Elkhart, we played a minute seven. In the backcourt, Stout, Samia. I'll spell that for you here in a second. Backing her way to the timeline, off a screen, far side to Barnes. Barnes brings it back towards the middle. Runs right off a screen. Jaya Johnson out to the top. Now Samia Stout on the drive, shoots it, shot it short. Rebound back up, no good by Barnes. Back up, no good by Samia Stout. And finally the whistle sounds, held ball. And the air belongs to Warsaw. Jimmy Arnett waited a long time to blow the whistle there. Apparently, nobody from Elkhart had joint possession. So Warsaw has the ball down 2-0. We played a minute 40. Bricker dribbles slowly across the line, angles right, fakes the handoff, drives in on Samia Stout, had her shot blocked, and it will go out of bounds and remain Warsaw's ball. Stout really gave Joss trouble when they played the first time, stealing the ball. Jocelyn was able to drive left and get to the basket quite a bit. Peterson inside. Bergen couldn't handle the pass, but goes outside the lane to get it. Backdoor cut. Bricker, bad pass. Taken away by Simeon Stout. Stout weaves her way into the front court. Throws it to the near side. Jaya Johnson, left with room. Shoots for three. Way off the mark. Rebound comes all the way in the near corner to Hughes. Forced it up. Foul called. Foul called against the Lady Tigers. I think Bricker's going to get this one. Jocelyn with her first. Team's second. And free throws coming up here for Hughes, who shot a free throw against Warsaw and made it. That was her seventh attempt of the season. First one here is up and good. That gives her her first point and gives Elkhart a 3-0 lead. One more coming up for the 5'7 sophomore. In the air and good, too. Warsaw facing some pressure in the backcourt. Peterson to the center circle and across the line. Up the left side of the lane, lost the ball. Taken away. In transition, here comes Jaya Johnson. Down the lane, flipped it underhand to Shania Stout. Her shot's no good. Winchester the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets far side to Bricker. Downcourt Peterson, wide open in the corner. Cuts the basket, shoots it up, and scores. Peterson gets the Lady Tigers on the board. 2.5 minutes in. It's 4-2 Elkhart. Samia Stout up the far side of the court. Angles to the middle. Got around a double team. Lost the ball, but lost it to Hughes. Right side, Jaya Johnson for three, and that's good. It's her 34th three-pointer of the year, and it's 7-2 in favor of Elkhart. Bricker across the line. Out top to Winchester. Winchester dared to shoot. Does. Missed it way wide right. No good. Hughes the rebound. Oh, then Hughes lost the ball out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it hit a Lady Tiger leg. No complaints on the court for Warsaw. Peterson comes out at 5:03 of the first. and Alexis Neely's into the game for the Lady Tigers. Full court pressure on. It's a 2-2-1 press. Samia Stout, long pass down the court. Hughes underneath the basket for Shania Stout. She puts it up and in. And Lenny Krebs would like a word with his team. Timeout, Warsaw. 4:54 left to play here in the opening quarter. Elkhart 9, Warsaw 2. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Lenny Krebs takes his first timeout to settle his team down. They have come out very rattled here, and Elkhart has jumped out to a 9-2 lead. Clock running, 4:45 left to play here in the first quarter. Bricker to the right corner, all the way to the left. Sartman open for three, in and out. Rebound to Neely, back up, blocked. Bergen lost the handle on it. It's loose on the floor, and a held ball is called. And the arrow belongs to Elkhart. Zerbin got a good look at it. I thought it was going in. It was just a little to the right, so it hit the inside lip of the rim, kicked back across to the left of the backboard, and rattled out. Samia Stout, long pass down court. Shania Stout across the lane, wide open Hughes for two. They are beating Warsaw's pressure with 65 and 70-foot baseball passes. And Bricker's pass is batted back at her. Right now, Elkhart looks like they are in full form, and the Lady Tigers yet to get up off the deck. Bricker out top, 4-3 is good. Jocelyn hits a three-pointer. That's her 20th of the season. Warsaw trails 11-5 at the four-minute mark of quarter number one. Shania Stout pressured in the sidelines. Throws it across the court for Hughes. Underneath for Barnes. Shot it, missed it. Rebound, grab, put back up and in. Shania Hughes scores on another offensive rebound. And a whistle and a hand-checking foul called on Elkhart. Barnes is going to get the foul. That's her first. Warsaw down by 8, 13-5. Northridge has already won here tonight. And their coaches are perched up here somewhere, watching, taking notes. Peterson back in the game for Warsaw to throw it in baseline right at the far end into Peterson or to Winchester right corner to Neely. Neely puts on the floor, drives in, shoots it left-handed, had it blocked. Bergen fights for the rebound, couldn't grab it. It's out of bounds off of Bergen. It belongs to Elkhart. Warsaw's getting to loose balls, but they're not able to do anything with it. Warsaw continues to press. They get it into Samia Stout. Stout dribbles toward the middle of the court. One-handed pass up ahead for Hughes. Hughes runs into Bricker, lobs back across to Shania Stout. Now back out top. A drive by Samia Stout, and she puts it in. 15-5, Elkhart by 10. Bricker out on the left to the corner for Neely. Alexis tried to baseline, got cut off. Winchester, jab step, hands back to Neely. Neely bounces into the post. Winchester leans in, shoots it up, missed it, but a whistle and a foul called. Winchester will shoot two from the Lady Tigers. I think they're going to get Samia Stout for that. That is her first. Two team fouls have been called on the Lions. 3:02 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw down by 10. Winchester shooting two. And the first one is good. Brooke was a 72% free throw shooter during the regular season. She did not attempt a free throw on Tuesday in the first round. Winchester shoots again, missed that one. Neely back tapped the rebound, but it's grabbed by Samia Stout. Stout runs up the floor, down to the left block, shoots over Bricker, couldn't get it. Hughes the rebound though, back up, blocked. Grabbed out of there by Bricker for the Lady Tigers. Bricker up ahead to Winchester, across the line, into the right corner to Bergen. Back out to Winchester on the wing. Head fake and a drive in from the right, all the way across to Neely in the left corner. Back out to Wing Peterson, Bricker at the top, open for three, good again. Dawson with 2 3-pointers in the first quarter. Warsaw trails 15-9 with 2.5 minutes left to play here in the opening period. Samia Stout walks it through the center circle, peeking back at Will Cody, who calls out the play. Warsaw in a 1-2-2 zone defense here. Left side Johnson. Now for Shania Stout. At the foul line, Hughes runs into Winchester, and they'll call her for traveling. She ran into Brooke. Brooke never moved. And she bounced off of it And she'll come to the bench as Jordan Johnson, a 5'11", or a 4'11 freshman, checks into the game. And the five out there now as Winchester takes a seat. Bricker, Bergen, Neely, Zartman, and Peterson. Bricker off the right, shakes free, shoots a three-pointer, and she got another one. She got Stout leaning to her left, stepped back two steps. Now drive down the lane, a dump off, and Barnes puts it up and in. And again, that was all set up by Samia Stout. 17-12, Warsaw down by five. Bricker puts her head down, spins down the lane, and she'll be called for traveling. Again, she's spinning, counting on leaning against Stout's body to help keep her balance. But Stout was way back away from her. Bergen out and Ava Egoff in with 1:39 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw trailing 17-12. Right now, Warsaw just trying to hang on until they get their feet underneath them. Samia Stout back across Jordan Johnson to the corner for Shania Stout. Back up the sideline to Johnson, across to the near side for Samia Stout. Off a screen, lobs back to Johnson, down to the corner. Shania Stout for three, air ball, tipped out of bounds. Who hit it last? It's going to belong to Warsaw. They're going to say that Jaya Johnson was the last to touch it. We're looking right down over top of that, but the angle that we had, it could have gone either way. John Wright had almost the same angle opposite. He said that Elkhart touched it last. Bricker drives left, gets in on Stout, kicks it back out above the free throw line to Zartman, right side Peterson. Back to Zartman, left side Bricker. Now back out to Zartman at the top, open and shooting for three, way off the mark. Way wide to the right, and the rebound's grabbed by Barnes for Elkhart. Ahead for Samia Stout. She'll bring it out with 50 seconds left. Left side, a three on the way is no good by Jaya Johnson. Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker races up the middle of the floor, far side of the center circle, right side Egoff. Egoff puts her head down, drives in, and scores. A confident move off the bench from Ava Egoff to get Warsaw within three, 17-14. The two teams combined for 36 first quarter points when they played a week and a half ago. They're at 31 now. Elkhart perhaps a chance for the last say of the period. Samia Stout holding off a screen. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Jordan Johnson will out on the left. That's no good. Long rebound grabbed by Neely for the Lady Tigers. Ahead to Peterson, 8 seconds. Peterson the timeline, six. And threw it wide of Egoff, who saved it in. Bricker's got it with 2 seconds. Out to Peterson. She'll shoot it up at the buzzer. It's good! Peterson! A miracle shot from 30 feet out, just to the far side of straightaway. Peterson with her second field goal. And Warsaw has tied the game at the end of one. 17-17. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.